This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Many are joining the chorus praising Joe Mansueto's bold $650 million soccer stadium plan, urging George McCaskey and Jerry Reinsdorf to follow suit and fund their own stadium projects. We welcome in former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn. Governor, thank you for joining us today. And this is something that I have said on this program ever since both stadium plans were announced by the White Sox and the Bears, that the shortest distance between two points, Governor, is just spending your own money. And if there was not this flirtation with getting the General Assembly to cough up billions of dollars to fund both facilities, that you could have seen shovels in the ground maybe a year ago.
Amen, Rob. No doubt about it. I think basically the owners of the Sox and the Bears and really any sports team should pay their own money to build a stadium and anything around it. Bottom line is that taxpayers, especially in our state, are hammered by very high property taxes, and giving out property tax breaks and other tax breaks to billionaires who own sports stadiums, that's the wrong way to go. And I really feel that the public is going to win on this one. I think Joe Mansueto deserves a lot of credit for saying out loud that he is paying his for the stadium for the fire out of his own pocket, and that's a lesson for the Bears, Sox, and anybody else.
Now, you and I are both White Sox fans, and I think we both want to see the team thrive and prosper both on the field and in the city of Chicago as a civic institution. But going back to 1988, it seems like that midnight deal that created the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority, yes, it kept the White Sox in Chicago, but it has damaged the brand of the team almost four decades later.
Well, it hasn't helped, no doubt about it. When I was governor, matter of fact, the Cubs were looking for a deal from the Sports Facility Authority for Wrigley Field when the Ricketts bought the team. And I made it clear that we would not in any way give a taxpayer money to the Cubs to fix up Wrigley Field. That had to be something that the owners did. And I think that set a good precedent. You know, the Bears are worth over $6.5 billion now. So they have the resources to build a new stadium, and that's what they want. And same way with the Sox. I'm a Sox fan from birth. It's been a rather tough couple of years, Rob.
Tough couple of decades, Pat.
I was there in 2005 when we won it all. And we do have the Pope. He was there, too, in the World Series. And I do want to wish you a very happy birthday. Hopefully the White Sox will go on a long winning streak to celebrate your birth.
Well, thank you very much. And I think I've said that the last 20 birthdays, and occasionally that wish has come true. But when it comes to public subsidies for a stadium, what is the difference, though, between a direct cash infusion via the sale of bonds to a team versus maybe tax breaks for that public investment or public investment to develop the infrastructure. I mean, in the case of the Chicago Fire, they still need to set up electricity, water, and sewer in the 78, and that'll all be done via TIF money. So what's the difference in your mind between a subsidy to build the stadium versus a subsidy to build up the infrastructure around it?
Infrastructure sometimes can benefit much more than just the stadium, so that's worth at least analysis. As far as breaks, that's what's really going on now with the Sox and definitely the Bears. They want property taxes in lieu of property taxes. They want a break where they wouldn't have to pay as high property taxes. That's just plain wrong. That shifts the burden onto other businesses and to homeowners in Cook County and all over the general area in order to give a huge property tax break to the Chicago Bears if they want to go to Arlington Heights. I think that's just plain wrong. We got to stop it. And that's going to be pushed in the legislature later this year. So taxpayers have to beware. We've got to reduce property taxes on families and businesses, not shift the burden, more of the burden onto them.
Pat Quinn, former Illinois governor, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Thank you for lending your insights. Coming up next, Warner Brothers Discovery plans to split into two separate companies. We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.